Digital man, just like the caveman, looks for religious ways to overcome his limitations and to ensure his precarious earthly adventure, said Pope Benedict the 16th Wednesday, in his second lesson in the cycle dedicated to prayer.
In our catechesis on Christian prayer, we have seen how prayer is part of the universal human experience. Our own age, marked by secularism, rationalism, and an apparent eclipse of God, is showing signs of a renewed religious sense and a recognition of the inadequacy of a purely horizontal, material vision of life.
Who comments in Italian to the 30,000 people gathered in St. Peter's Square to hear him, Holy Father said that life without a transcendent horizon would be without meaning or happiness.
Man is made in the image of God. A desire for God is present in every heart, and man in some way knows that he is capable of speaking to God in prayer. St. Thomas Aquinas tells us that prayer is the expression of our desire for God, a desire which is itself God's gift. Prayer is first and foremost a matter of the heart, where we experience God's call and our dependence on his help to transcend our limitations and sinfulness.
Pope Benedict continued in Italian, "The prediction of those who since the Enlightenment heralded the demise of religions and praised an absolute reason detached from faith has failed. However," admitted the Pope, "praying is difficult."
The posture of kneeling at prayer expresses acknowledgement of our need and our openness to God's gift of himself in a mysterious encounter of friendship.
Finally, the Holy Father offered greetings in various languages to all the pilgrims attending his audience.
I want all the English-speaking pilgrims and visitors present to this audience, especially those from England, Australia, India, Indonesia, Japan, Canada, and the United States, invoke an abundance of joy and peace in the risen Christ.
I'm Emer McCarthy.